On your radio.
On your phone.
Online.
And here.
Play KMFM.
News you can trust.
This is KMFM and with the latest news for Kent. At 1 o'clock, here's Nicola Everett.
The EU's chief Brexit negotiator is calling on the UK to explain how it plans to move forward after last night's historic Brexit vote. Lucy's got the latest reaction and details on what happens next.
The ayes to the right, 202. The noes to the left, 432.
That was the moment we found out Theresa May's Brexit deal had suffered a record defeat after being voted on by MPs. Straight after, Labour tabled a motion of no confidence in the government, and this was the Prime Minister's reaction.
We need to confirm whether this government still enjoys the confidence of the House. I believe that it does, but given the scale and importance of tonight's vote, it's right that others have the chance to test that question if they wish to do so.
The government is expected to survive as the DUP have said they'll support the Prime Minister, who's then promised to listen to MPs' concerns over her withdrawal agreement. As expected, there's been plenty of reaction to last night's vote result. Boris Johnson quit as Foreign Secretary over it and reckons the defeat actually gives Mrs. May an opportunity.
What she has now is a massive mandate. 432 votes against her deal. She takes it back to Brussels and she says, we can't do this deal as it is. We need a fresh approach.
At the European Parliament in Strasbourg this morning, the EU's chief Brexit negotiator said he profoundly regrets the result.
Right now, it's too early to assess all the consequences of this vote. What yesterday's vote showed is that the political conditions for the ratification of the withdrawal agreement are not yet there in London.
So what happens now? Well, with just 72 days to go, the Prime Minister's insisted she won't delay the UK's departure from the EU. We've been asking some of you in Rochester what you think to the whole situation.
Whether the deal that May made was good enough or not, I don't know. But I'd like to see a definite improvement from the situation we're in now.
We should have known that the EU were not going to give us an easy ride.
If 52% of the population wanted square eggs, they still can't have square eggs. You just can't do it.
We'll have updates throughout the day on KMFM, and you can follow our live blog at kentonline.co.uk.
KMFM News.
A man's been arrested and a woman taken to hospital with serious injuries after armed police were called to a road near Maidstone. A cordon was put in place at Terminus Road in Barming after several police vehicles and an ambulance were spotted outside a flat. KMFM's been told officers were called to reports of a disturbance, and a 41-year-old is in custody on suspicion of assault and possessing drugs. The Foreign Office says it's supporting the family of a British man killed in a terror attack in Kenya. Security forces say all the gunmen who opened fire in a hotel complex in Nairobi, killing 14 civilians, are now dead. Inspectors are going to crack down on bad behaviour in schools in England and judge them on if they're creating a calm learning environment. Ofsted says it hopes shifting the emphasis away from performance data could stop practices such as off-rolling. And that's where struggling pupils are excluded before exams. 19,000 were removed from registers before taking their GCSEs in 2017. Chief Inspector Amanda Spielman says that can have a bad effect.
It's a complicated area. It's very difficult to say that one thing causes another. But we know that the children who are most likely to fall out of school are also those who are at most risk of getting drawn into all kinds of problems and difficulties.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
More than 1,000 people have signed a petition calling for a Marks & Spencer store in Kent to be kept open. We told you this time yesterday the retailer is going to be closing its stores in Ashford and Deal as part of a restructuring plan. An online petition about the seaside town shop says it's relied on by a lot of people. Preliminary work has started on a controversial multi-storey car park that's been called Canterbury's version of Brexit. The £9 million development at Canterbury West train station has faced criticism since it was announced in 2017. Lib Dem councillor Michael Dixie says it's a waste of resources.
Over 2,300 people have opposed these plans. So the Tory-run council has completely ignored the views of residents. There is no need for this car park. According to the council's own figures, there's sufficient parking in Station Road West for the next 15 years.
But the City Council say the growing population means they need better infrastructure. And Little Mix, George Ezra and Georgia Smith, they're going to perform at this year's Brit Awards. They're the first acts to be announced for the event next month, which will be hosted again by Jack Whitehall.
Sport. With dinoplumbingkent.co.uk, your local plumbing and heating experts.
Tennis, and Roger Federer's continued the defence of his Australian Open title by beating Britain's Dan Evans. The six-time winner of the tournament progresses to the last 32. That's the latest. Next updates at 2.